Proclamation number 3325 of 11th of November, 1944. Feeding the light and power current. To be close to the primal light means light and strength in all abundance. For the primal light, the eternal love itself, continues to radiate light and strength, and recipients are all beings who have found union with the eternal love through love. All these beings are permeated by light, for everything about them is purified spiritual substance which can receive God's permeation of love unhindered. Consequently, these beings are also light and strength, and since they constantly receive, they also constantly give away light and strength, because this is their activity in the spiritual kingdom, to pass on light and strength. And the being will always be able to receive its spiritual substance accordingly. For this spiritual substance can have many different characteristics, depending on the being's degree of love. Pure, selfless love is the prerequisite for God's emanation of love to touch a being. Yet the radiation of light and strength can take place in infinitely many gradations, for the being can attain ever higher perfection. Thus let the strength of its love take effect ever more intensively, which is why there is no limit to be tattooed in eternity, but it can increase because the being can always approach God and be seized ever more intimately by His love. There is a constant flow of light and strength from God into all spheres of light, and understandably the light and strength is strongest at the original source of the flow, which is why the highest bliss is also there, which prepares the beings for both receiving and giving. However, the beings of light have no self-love whatsoever, and therefore the passing on of light makes them extraordinarily happy. For their love has to be active, and thus they always consider the spiritual, which is in a lower degree of maturity and strives upwards. The final union with God is the aim of all spiritual which stands in recognition, thus has already found entrance into the spheres of light. The bliss of receiving therefore drives them again and again to help people who dwell in darkness, who is still devoid of all love and therefore languish in greatest adversity. They are without light and without strength and therefore also without bliss, and this pities the souls of light. They try to help them by informing them of the power and strength of love, by trying to persuade them to help other souls in need. For without love no human being can become blissfully happy. And without love no soul can purify itself, but without purification no light can be received either. This mission of the beings of light is to participate in Christ's act of salvation, which Jesus began on earth and which is continued in the spiritual kingdom by all beings who have united with Him through love. For only the redeemed can come close to God. Only the redeemed can receive His emanation of light and strength and therefore become blissfully happy. Amen.